This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Merry Christmas, Vince.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Bert. Thank you. Yeah. And Merry Christmas, class. Christmas is Monday.
I'll be live on
Monday.
Really? Wow. Good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Bert.
I think I know why, but go ahead.
Well, why do you think?
I think because there's a lot of people that through the holidays they don't have as many people around them. They, family may have moved out. Whatever. They're alone, and they're. Attend class on USA Prepares, and they've come to expect it. And I think you just want to reach out to those people and not put on a rerun. That's what I think.
I had that exact discussion with Jason at the beginning, just before the beginning of hour number one today. And I said, Jason, I'd like to, if you're going to be at your station, and he is on Monday, I'd like to be live, and I'd like to take some calls, if our class so desires, and I'll be solo on Monday. And the reason is exactly what you said. I feel it's an honor to be with our class, because some of our class can't get out. Some of our class may be alone. And at least they'll have USA Prepares. And that's exactly why, exactly what you thought. Bert, this morning I was in the kitchen with Mrs. Fennelli and us having a cup of coffee. And I said, Mrs. Fennelli, Bert is really a kind, really nice guy. And it just came out, Bert. There's nothing that prompted it. I was just thinking about your generosity, your kindness, and that's what I said to Mrs. Fennelli. And I know you know her, and we've known each other for many, many years. And but that's what I said. And you really are a nice guy and a kind-hearted person. And I know that if you had a choice of taking the short way and stepping on an ant on the sidewalk or taking the long way, you would take the long way.
That's true, Vince. There's probably only a couple of things I would step on. We don't have to cover that in class today, but that's true. So back at you, Vince, and we have a full class of news and technology to discuss this morning. But I wish it was more positive, Vince. But I mean, I'll just give you an idea of what I have for the agenda in class today. California wants to recycle sewage water for residents to drink. Honda is recalling 2.5 million vehicles because the fuel pump might be defective and fail. Not a good thing. Vince, half of all Ford dealers next year are saying they refuse to sell electric vehicles. And the list goes on, but you got an idea there of some of the things that we have to delve into a little deeper in class this morning.
Okay, and I have a small piece of homework, class. It may make you sick, but I suggest you consider doing it anyway. If you have Netflix, there is a Netflix original series called Meltdown, Three Mile Island. And that's the Three Mile Island nuclear meltdown that was covered up, that was, we were lied to about it. And that hits home for me because I was there. It was in 1979, and I lived on the East Coast. I didn't live in Pennsylvania, but I lived in a neighboring state. And we were lied to as this was happening. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. The Metropolitan Utility Company lied to us. The government lied to us. They said, don't worry about it. Then they had trucks and fire engines and police cars with megaphones saying, get in your house, close your windows, seal yourself in. And then they had trucks saying, no, don't do it. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. Total disinformation, total chaos. Lies from the authorities, and it was serious. It was really, really serious. It was so bad that 10 years later, I saw a television news report of some of the downwinders where the radiation fell on their little neighborhood, and it's just one of many neighborhoods. And there was a guy who took a dandelion leaf, you know, those yellow flowered weeds that people find in their yards, and the leaves might be 3 inches long. This guy had a dandelion leaf, and he held it out. He stretched out his arm, and the dandelion leaf went from the tip of his fingers, of his outstretched hand, to his shoulder. We're talking 3 feet long. This was a mutation, a biological mutation as a result of the radioactivity that landed. He said that every single family in their neighborhood, every single family, spare none, bar none, had some form of cancer. Every single household. This was all covered up. Don't worry about it. There's nothing here. Don't worry about it. Everything's safe. We'll tell you if there's any need to evacuate. Lies after lies after lies. So, when I say don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media, I'm speaking from experience. So, Netflix is your homework, and it's called Meltdown, 3 Mile Island. And once you see that, you will have total distrust for everything that you see, hear, or read in the media. And it's gotten worse since then. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, I remember that, Vince, and of course it was many, many times worse in Chernobyl, where the workers left. They abandoned their posts and fled. I think the military had to go in and drop concrete on. You know, I believe Chernobyl is still a ghost town, uninhabitable.
Yeah, it is. You know, in class, about Three Mile Island, the news, the television news, the radio news, you know, it's okay. I sealed my family in our home, and we didn't go out for days. And people laughed at us. What a bunch of idiots those Finellis are. They're afraid of it. They're afraid of radioactivity. Can you imagine that? What a bunch of idiots the Finellis are. Back to you.
So, Vince, California, if everything goes according to plan, and I'm not sure who makes these plans, but it's not people like you and me, they're going to recycle sewage water. So apparently they've been doing it in Colorado, and they say it's perfectly safe. Now, we have recycled sewage water before, and we've used it to water the golf courses and use for plants. As you know, Vince, a lot of new plumbing installations where we have recycled water, you'll have not just your hot water and your cold water, or, you know, not just your fresh water from the water department, but you'll have recycled water, or, you know, there's different names for it. And that's basically for watering. I don't think it's suitable for washing machine, but, it, you know, let's face it, a lot of water usage goes to just, you know, watering your lawn, and I think it's perfectly safe. Maybe even the sewage helps a little, but drinking water, I'm not so sure, and it kind of goes with what you just said, Vince. They say it's perfectly safe, but, you know, if one thing goes wrong and, you know, the pipe gets diverted or something overflows or they're not able to, you know, who knows what, you know, you could be drinking sewage water. And I think they should just keep those pipes as far separated as possible, just my humble opinion, and not try and do it. Apparently in Israel they recycle 90% of their water for drinking, but, you know, they have a severe shortage of water. I don't think we really have a shortage of water, Vince, in this country. We just have to use it smartly, probably save more of it in reservoirs. And, you know, Vince, the absolute cleanest energy there is water-generated electricity from dams, the most clean electricity you can make. So, but they want to do this, Vince. There's a company called Water Reuse California, and a quote from the managing director of that company is, "Water is so precious in California, it is important that we use it more than once." So we'll see what happens, Vince. We'll stay on top of it. You know, obviously, putting a water filter in your house, either I have one on the tap that I use when I have drinking water, a separate filter unit. They're pretty easy to install. There's single stage, three stage, different elaboration. The simplest one I think does the most. It just filters out a lot of the particles and things that can be inside the water. But very easy to do. You can buy them at Home Depot, Amazon, and even a simple water filter can help a lot in your drinking water. And as I said, just put it on. You know, what I have is just a separate spout that is in my kitchen, and that spout, everyone knows, it's drinking water. And, of course, most refrigerators have those built in for the ice makers and water providers. If you have one in your refrigerator, they also have a filter in there. But, Vince, I guess coming to a faucet near you, recycled sewage water.
Yeah. So, Bert, what you're talking about in your kitchen, I believe what you're saying is you have a separate tap with a push lever, and it dispenses water with an arced spout, if you will, and it fills your glass slowly. Is that correct?
That's it. Yep.
Okay, and the reason it fills the glass slowly is by design. The idea is if you push water through a activated carbon filter quickly, the water that travels past the carbon will not have time to have the carbon absorb the toxins, the heavy metals. So it has to go slowly. So that's the design, and it works great. Carbon is a great way to filter metals, heavy metals, toxins out of the water. But it will not filter biologicals, just metals and, you know, arsenic and cadmium and lead and those kinds of things. And we'll be right back. Bert's with us. What a great syllabus he has for today's class. I think you'll be enlightened.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, class. And you know, I just want to mention that there's this phenomenon that's happening here at the farmhouse. The animals, the dogs and cats, are climbing all over us. They think something's up. And I don't know what this is. This is relatively new. And they literally, they put their, the dogs put their heads under my arm when I'm sitting at the, you know, in the studio, in the kitchen. The cats jump on our laps. They want to be with us all the time. They, something's bothering them.
Yeah, Vince.
Yep.
I think I know what it may be.
What?
Well, we know dogs and cats have a sense of perception. I mean, I can tell you how my dogs predicted earthquakes before. I mean, there's lots of, I think we all know lots of true stories that your pets, particularly dogs, are able to sense things that are happening. Vince, I think there's some stirring in the North Pole, and I think they sense some reindeers that might be embarking on a journey and, you know, coming through the sky. I think they might be sensing something, Vince, in the next coming in the next couple of days.
Well, I know you're kidding, but you do know that there is this electromagnetic, we think, field coming from overhead from a Chinese spacecraft over the United States. That is true, though, right?
I'll have to look into that, Vince.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It just happened.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
Oh, okay. I know there the electromagnetic field that exists is used by for instance, birds for navigation. I mean, it's just remarkable how birds have a ability to go to the navigate to the exact same specific spot year after year. Mm-hmm. And we believe it's because they have an ability to interpret the electromagnetic field of the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you all know about that balloon that the Chinese flew over the United States, and they said, oh, no, it wasn't us. And they said, well, yeah, you made up all kinds of reasons why they weren't involved, and they were involved. And so they spy a balloon flying over the United States, and ultimately we shot it down over the Atlantic after it crossed from the Pacific, across it from the west of the country to the east of the country, and we finally shot it down. But this is something else. This is brand new. It's over us right now. I don't know if we're going to shoot it down or what, but it's true.
I can tell you, Vince, it's nothing from the sun, because I just did a quick check of solar radiation, and it's actually at a very, very low level now. And right. I'm not talking about sunlight. We're talking about plasma and other type of emissions that occur from the sun, and we're entering a solar peak. That's actually very low as we speak right now, so I think we can rule that out.
Right. Okay, so what's next? You can talk about Ford and...
let's talk about Honda first, Vince. I find this interesting. This is a staggering number. Honda is recalling 2.5 million vehicles over fuel pumps that can fail, cause the car to stall at any speed. So that's, you know, imagine on the highway, and all of a sudden your engine stalls, and if you're able to control the car to a stop safely, you're okay. If not, they're worried. But Vince, here's what I find interesting. So 2.5 million Honda and Acura vehicles, the announcement was made yesterday, I'm looking at it. But Vince, here's what I don't get, is they say they have a fix, and you're going to get a new fuel pump for free from your dealer. But Vince, this is the part I find a little puzzling. Maybe you know the explanation. They said the letter to the owners of the vehicles are expected to be mailed in February. So I don't get it. I mean, this sounds like a serious fault in fuel pumps. I mean, even if it's a small percent that get affected, it's potentially every fuel pump in Hondas and Acuras built from 2017 to 2020, 2.5 million vehicles. And
when we come back, let's talk about what this means. Let's talk about what happens when the fuel pump quits. We've only got about 15 seconds in this segment. So when we come back, we'll talk about what happens to your vehicle when the fuel pump quits, and why. Oh, let's say back in the 1960s, the 1950s, probably not such a big deal.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place yesterday. The conversation involving the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his Chinese counterpart, although specific details about that discussion have not been disclosed. Dozens of Russian drones attacking Ukraine's capital city. 2 people reported injured. 24 of the 28 drones were shot down by Ukraine's Air Force. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why did
you
got your?
Take my. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, Honda is recalling this 2.6 million vehicles because of a fuel pump failure. And what the news is saying is that this involves cars, SUVs, vans, pickups in the United States because the fuel pump could fail. And the media says if that happens, the vehicle could suddenly lose power. Class, if the fuel pump fails, it's not a could lose power. It will lose power. So if the fuel pump, what happens is the fuel is picked up from the tank. I'm talking about gasoline. And it is pumped under pressure by a fuel pump that's located in the gas tank through some plumbing to the front of the engine. And it's the fuel injection then uses it to provide a fuel air mixture for combustion.
Yeah,
so when the
carburetor
fuel stops flowing, yeah, if it's an old one, yeah.
Yeah.
But if the fuel stops flowing, the engine stops. And these electric fuel pumps are literally located in the gas tank. So there's an access port on some vehicles, and Hondas have an access port, where you can, it's typically two-thirds of the way back from the front of the car. So if you measure two-thirds of the length of the car, starting from the front, that's about where the access to the fuel tank is, where you can pull out the fuel pump. So sometimes you just have to take the back seat out and then remove the access cover and then unscrew the cover at the top of the fuel tank. Then you pull the fuel pump out and put the new one in and, of course, connect the rubber hoses. But what happens is when the fuel pressure stops, the engine stops. When the engine stops, you immediately lose power steering. Immediately lose power steering. But you don't lose brakes. You lose all the braking that is assisted after the first attempt to stop. So if you step on the brake and say, well, okay, I got brakes, that's good. I'm going to try to pull off the road because my engine quit. If you try to step on the brake the second time, you will not have power brakes in most cases. So you only have one shot at using the brakes with power assist because of the vacuum assisted braking system that most vehicles have. So that being the case, it's usually sudden and it's unexpected. And if you're traveling on the highway, the interstate, it's not a good thing. And you're going to need to pull off really fast because you're not going to go any faster. You're going to be going slower and slower and slower. Now, in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, when people had manual transmissions, it was a lot easier to deal with a situation like a fuel pump that failed. For example, you'd immediately step on the clutch and disengage the engine. Okay, so then you could coast a lot farther than you can with an automatic transmission.
If you wanted to coast. If you wanted to stop, you'd put it in gear and use your engine to assist in the braking.
Right. Right. But, you know, what you could do is put your vehicle in neutral and try to coast if you have a Prolandal, you know, park, reverse, neutral, drive, low, you know, gear shift for an automatic transmission. But if you miss and you put it right past neutral and into park, you're going to destroy the transmission. So if you have one of these vehicles, take it to Honda and get the free fix. What a ridiculous system this is. I mean, who in the right mind would put an electric motor inside a gas tank? Who would do that?
Yeah,
but
I guess they
pretty
thought
much
they
every
were saving,
vehicle today has it.
Yeah, they thought they were saving money, and you know, from an engineering standpoint, they weren't looking at safety then. So I suspect we have a lot of class that do have one of these Hondas or Acuras, so apparently they do have the new fuel pump, so we advise them to call your dealer. I still don't get why you have to wait till February to receive a letter in the mail, but hopefully we're reaching people now through this class. Vince, are you able to do fuel pump repair at your shop? I'm guessing you can, but you probably wouldn't
we'll do
be a warranty. But you're not going to be a Honda warranty shop.
Right.
So
we replace fuel pumps all the time.
Yeah.
Now, in an American vehicle, a fuel pump for an American truck probably goes a quarter of a million miles. So our fuel pumps last a really, really long time. Now, it looks like Honda's maybe not as durable as some of the ones that Chevrolet puts in its trucks. But yeah, we certainly do them. And we've replaced fuel pumps in the past, but our fuel pumps are pretty good. I'm talking about American cars. Back to you.
Yeah, and just to make a point that this is almost all Honda and Acuras in these years. I guess they probably all use the same fuel pump. Looking at a picture of one of the cars, it's the brand new Acura NSX. It's a beautiful car. I used to own an older one before this major redesign, but they're showing it on display at the Chicago Auto Show. Beautiful car, but it needs its fuel pump replacements. Going on to talking about the auto industry events, this one I was a little, well, I guess I was surprised, but not surprised. So, again, breaking news, Thursday, yesterday, half of all Ford dealers, and apparently we have 1,550 Ford dealers, so half of them have said they will not sell any all-electric vehicles in 2023, which is, you know, I'm surprised because, you know, that's their new pickup truck. That's the Mustang Mach-E. There might be some other models, I'm not sure. But apparently they're allowed to say this. They will not sell them, and I think part of it is they're not really up to speed on servicing them, but I you know, if you have one and that's your local Ford dealer, I guess you got to, you know, maybe you have to ask around which service center to take it to. But, you know, breaking news, Vince, the half of Ford dealerships are saying they will not sell EVs, and I'm looking at a number of reasons. Some of them are saying we don't have enough chargers on our lot, on our facility, that we just can't charge and support EVs. Some of them are saying that there's a cost to, which can be as much as $1 million if they want to put the what's called fast chargers or level 3 chargers at their lot, and they're citing anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million just to install those. I think that's high, but, you know, I guess costs vary. And also, I see here that Buick, so that's a division of General Motors, is also apparently, now this story is a little different. What they're saying is Buick dealers are allowing General Motors to buy them out and close their franchise instead of selling EVs. In other words, they don't want to sell EVs, and GM will buy out the dealer. In other words, pay the owner or the dealership to close down. So that's related electric news. And Vince, we already covered in class that Ford has already said they're cutting in half the amount of F-150 Lightning. That's the electric pickup truck. They're going to cut by half the amount that they're going to be selling next year. They're going to be going from 3,200 vehicles per week to 1,600 F-150 electrics per week starting, well,
Bert, let me see if I got this right. So Ford, Ford customers who want to buy EVs have been incentivized by the government, right? It's like $7,500 to subsidy. Yeah.
Yeah, and state.
So with a $7,500 subsidy, Ford is still saying, "Eh, it doesn't look so good," and half the dealers are saying they're not going to sell them, even with these massive government subsidies, including the massive government subsidies to build out the electric charging infrastructure. Now, here's what I know. I was in a truck with Bam yesterday, our son, and we were driving past a Ford dealership, and I noticed there's four charging stations right out front. I mean, as close to the road as you can get in their parking lot where they show off their new vehicles. And there was not a single vehicle being charged at the EV charging stations, not one. And I said, "Bam, look at that." He said, "Yeah. Yeah, and you know, before that, they parked new cars in front of the charging station so no one could use them." Now, why is that? Were they like gas pumps that didn't have any gasoline that, you know, they could supply? Were the tanks empty? Was it just a prop where it looked like they were going to build charging stations, but you couldn't charge there because they weren't wired or powered? I don't know the reason. But he said they were parking new vehicles there for a long time so that you could not pull up to a charging station. And now now the vehicles are not blocking the charging stations, you know, the new vehicles that are for sale. And there's no customers getting charging. Very interesting. I think this is a fiasco. I think the electric vehicle thing is a fiasco, especially in places like where I live, because it's too far to go and get back, you know, to have a 200-mile range on an electric vehicle.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, we have a golf cart. We have an EZ-GO brand golf cart. It was built in the 90s. And my mom would ride around the farm in it when she was alive. She loved it. And, you know, she could just go get the mail. You know, it's 1,300 feet down our private road to the mailbox, and like our driveway, and then come back. It was great. But it was not an electric golf cart. It was a gas. It still is a gas-powered golf cart. Because even that didn't make sense to me. So when people have to buy a new battery bank for their golf cart, it's like buying half a golf cart. It's expensive, Bert.
Yeah, I know you have, I'm not sure what it's called, when I was on the farm, I rode in it, you have a kind of a small all-terrain vehicle that you can quickly get around the farm and the ranch with. Is that electric or gas fence?
No, we don't have electric anything other than solar system and receptacles.
Okay.
And, you're talking about the ATV, all-terrain vehicle.
Yeah.
It's a little 250cc Kawasaki. Then we have another 250cc Articat. Then we have another 200cc Yamaha. These are just four-wheelers that we use to go chase cows. And, you know, it's the fastest way to get from our farmhouse to the cows. It really is. Because we can go like 20 miles an hour down our private road, and we can go across fields, and, you know, we can take a dirt bike also. Dirt bike might be even faster, but it's more dangerous. So for Bam and Mrs. Finelli and me, we typically use the four wheelers, but they're not exotic four wheelers. They're just 250 cc's or smaller. Over.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class on Monday, which is Christmas, I'll be with you. I'll be solo. And if you'd like to call in, I'll be glad to take your call. And I'll give you the number now. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Jason will be engineering. He'll be standing by, and he'll answer your phone call, put you on the call screen, and I can take that call remotely here in Missouri at the farm. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, wrapping up the year 2023, since a common theme a lot of our class was talking about the trials and tribulations of electric vehicles, we can recount maybe a few of the cars that were canceled and by their manufacturers either in 2023 or going to be canceled in 2024, Benson, and it's a big list. I'm not going to cover them all, but Honda E debuted in 2020, only had a 100-mile range, low price tag, about $40,000. Well, it was a total flop, canceled, and ceased production in next month, ends January 2024. Sonos Scion, and it's a German manufacturer, they had an interesting idea. They put solar panels on the cars. They had a 5-seater Sonos Scion hatchback. Yeah, Vince, I mean, it doesn't pencil out, because you would need 10 to 100 times more solar panels, but they have them on the hood and the
you need a trailer. You need an articulating solar tracking trailer to position the solar panels to charge a car. That's ridiculous.
This is interesting. So the companies said they're stopping to sell cars. They're going to pivot to selling solar panels to other car manufacturers. Interesting concept there. Real quick here, GM and Honda.
I think that's called the greater fool theory, isn't it? The greater fool.
Could be, Vince. GM and Honda had a partnership to co-develop affordable EVs. They were targeting $30,000. Well, a couple of months ago, they canned the collaboration, citing this kind of cryptic. They just said extensive studies and analysis have caused us to make the move to end the partnership. And, Mazda ended the MX-30. It was a small, actually a nice car, but it had very limited range. small battery, which I think was good, but nobody wanted to buy them. MX-30 canceled. Revell mopeds. So, I've always said, Vince, I think small vehicles, electric, makes sense. But Revell moped canceled. The Van Moof Dutch e-bike canceled. And, the list goes on and on, Vince. There's one car. This one's totally crazy. They say legally it's a motorcycle. It's from Italy, the Elettra Meccanica Solo. And it's a one-seat, 100-mile range, $18,000. Vince, nobody wanted to buy them. And, they pulled the plug on the Elettra Meccanica Solo. Solo, I'm looking at it. It's a car, Vince, but it only holds one person. So it's basically a electric motorcycle with a body over it. Canceled.
It's, Bert, this car is, it holds one person, right? It has two doors, so two front doors, so you can get in on either side. But this car is so narrow that the license plate is half the width of the car.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I don't want to, be making fun here, but a lot of Italian cars are kind of goofy looking.
Not all of them.
Not the Ferrari,
yeah.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
But a lot of when they
Maserati, Ferrari, Lamborghini.
Great cars.
And Bertone made some great designs, body styles. Yeah. I think not so reliable, but
good engineering.
I mean, some people say Fiat stands for fix it again, Tony. But, my mom had a Fiat. She had an 850 Spider, and I was working on that thing all the time. But as a matter of fact, the engine was so small in that little 850cc.
You could take it out and put it in the kitchen and work on it.
Well, I took it out and I put it in the trunk of a Porsche 914 and had it honed so I could rebuild the engine. But literally, I put the engine of the Fiat in the trunk of Porsche's probably smallest car, which was a 914. Yeah. Now, the Italians are not known for building really durable vehicles, but they are known for building gorgeous, gorgeous artwork. And we're talking about Ferrari, Lamborghini, Maserati.
That's true. Very true.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful, beautiful vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. And
the best.
And they're not all that comfortable either. I mean, that Ferrari 308 that Magnum PI used to ride around in it, the seat is padded about as comfortably as a coat of paint would pad a seat.
Yeah. Yep. Or riding a horse.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.